This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and his fellow Republicans filibustered two key bills to help working parents. In a moment, we'll face off. Al, the closing days of Congress brought out your true right-wing stripes. You waged all-out filibusters that killed two measures of real importance to millions of working parents. The first would provide financial aid to meet the cost of child care. It also takes steps to assure adequate qualifications for child care providers, and it sets tough standards for the health and safety of daycare sites. The second measure would let working parents who need it take unpaid time off from the job when a baby is born or a child is seriously ill. Too many children across America are spending too much time in unattended, unhealthy, and unsafe conditions. Parents deserve safe, affordable child care, and they also deserve reasonable time off from the job when a baby is born. What working parents don't deserve, Al, is a Republican anti-family filibuster.
Slow down there, Ted. It's your party that controls the Senate and the legislative agenda. Those were your hot items 2 years ago. Why didn't you pass them? Democrats in the Senate refused any compromise on those vital issues. Your crew would rather walk off a cliff than make the kind of sensible concessions necessary for any responsible legislation. And once you failed, you then orchestrate the work of the Senate in a way to try to give you a raw partisan political advantage. It's shameful. We won't buy it. The public won't either. I think employees and employers should have the freedom to create flexible policies concerning working conditions and personal leave. I want a fair policy that allows a working parent to sit down with an employer and set out their own program. You don't provide for any of that flexibility. You just want all Americans to hold their nose and swallow old Doc Ted's prescription. But you don't know best on this one. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the presidential debates. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.